Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. When we record 4 episodes in a row, things get a little crazy.
I think they need to know what we were just doing before we start this episode.
We were talking in our sexy radio voice. Do I sound good like this?
Do you want me to do this whole episode where I talk like this?
Okay. Hey, guys.
But for real, here's what we're talking about today.
I don't know why I feel like I have to change like my tone of my voice as well. Like putting my mic that close or my mouth that close to the mic is a big enough difference. Anyways, so y'all know we're into some woo-woo shit, and a big chunk of that is oils, and you've heard us talk about oils all the time, but there's a whole nother stuff, words and things.
There's a big layer to it, so like it's not just about this one aspect of our life. Like there's a lot that all adds up to this sort of area, and I don't think either of us were really at first necessarily. I think a lot of this came on in the last couple of years.
Yeah, a lot of this is definitely new. Some of it I've had, like I definitely like had more in my life when I was younger, but kind of like I personally didn't use it. It was more like my mom was a crazy person and used it. But now I am into all the crazy. So I think we're just going to kind of talk about some woo-woo shit today.
Yeah, totally. So it's just random order. It's just some things we do in our everyday life, and we'll just tell you about it and tell you what we like. And there is one thing on this list I hate, but we'll get there.
Oh, really? I'm excited. I'm going to add another thing to the list. So you start at the top.
Yeah. So I had never been to the chiropractor as a child. And for all intents and purposes, this is probably one of the least woo things on the whole list.
I feel like it's got a woo perception though. Like a lot of people are just like, what's the point?
Yeah. And so I didn't think it was really beneficial as a child, but a lot of that was the painted picture my parents left with me. But after being in a lot of pain for a lot of time, I was like, I will try literally anything. So give me all the things. And so this is really about being in alignment, like literally your bones. And so I am not from the camp of like cracking your back and like doing these crazy maneuvers, but simple adjustments I think are super helpful. I get my atlas orthogonal put back in place.
Whoa, that sounds pretty sexy.
Every week, it's basically this little...
I need you to say that word
as your radio voice host.
Atlas orthogonal. Yes, so I put that back. I don't put it back. My chiropractor puts it back every week because I fall out of alignment easily. But yeah, I like it. I now can tell when my body is not in alignment. Like right now, leaning in at this microphone, this is way too much leaning for my body. I need to sit up straight.
Yeah, I haven't been to the chiropractor in a while. I used to go like every week as a kid. Like I think I started going when I was like 9 or 10 and went for many years, but just kind of fell out. Mostly when I had to start paying for it, I was like, oh, shit. Because I think for us, it's still a copay, which is just annoying. I just want things to be free.
Yeah. I had to get mine this is one of the few that I can actually like medically write off. So we got it she was at a network, so we got it approved. And I think I was approved for like 120 sessions this year or something.
Awesome. Massages. What can I speak today?
I don't know. Do you like them?
I don't literally think I can say that word. Massage.
Really?
How do you say it?
Massage?
Say
massage. Massage.
There we go. Oh my God. I think I just had a stroke on air. I love massages.
Well, tell them about your favorite kind.
Well, I have two favorite kinds, but one I got in Santa Fe and the others I get right down the street. So is that the one you're talking about?
I'm talking about the beating version.
Yeah. So have you guys ever had a Chinese foot massage?
It's definitely different than like the traditional Swedish version.
It's not a regular, right. You don't go into a room that's quiet and get naked and go under the blanket. Like, it's not like that. You go into a room that's like a big waiting room that's dim, and there's like multiple chairs, and it's like a blanket covered chair that has a basket of water.
It looks like a futon, like a hard to explain, but you put your feet in a bucket.
Yeah, so there's a bucket of hot water at the end. You put your feet in and you are fully clothed, but I suggest going in like comfy shorts and like a really loose tank. And then they start at your feet and they like whack you and rub you and pull your limbs and press your head and rub your hair. And it's just this really intense, because they hit a lot of pressure points, but really intensely. And you can do it for like 30 minutes or an hour. And they're really low cost, quick way to kind of just get some like tissues worked out. And I love going.
Yeah. Yeah. They tend to be cheaper than typical spas. We went to one in Chicago together because it was literally like, what do we do before we go to the airport? Oh, let's go get a Chinese foot massage, which is a whole body massage, by the way. And
yeah, I don't know why they call it a foot massage. It is head to toe.
But everyone does it a little bit different. This was the first time someone rubbed my belly.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So usually it's my butt. So usually they're like, do you want me to rub your glutes? And I like, yes, please touch my butt. Like, oh my God. So I'm a yes on that. This is the first time he like kind of waved his hands above his belly, like around his own belly, and was like, do you want me to? And I was like, sure. I've never had that happen before. It was the strangest thing. So, okay. First of all, I feel like I have to tell this whole story. Okay. We leave wherever we were and we're like, oh, let's go do a Chinese foot massage. Oh my God. What's wrong with me? And so we go on Groupon. We're at this convention center. We go on Groupon because like you can generally find them for like half price or whatever. So we find like a $15 Groupon to go get an hour or 30 minute massage. And so we buy the Groupon. We head to the place. I walk in while Abby's paying our taxi driver. And I said, my friend is coming in from outside. Can we do two? I have my Groupon pulled up. I show it to her. And she's like, oh yeah, for 2 o'clock. And I said, sure, I don't know what time it is. So she puts us in this private room where it's like a couple's massage. And so then she brings us champagne. And I'm like, she goes, do you want some champagne? I said, sure. I don't know Chicago. I don't know your life. Maybe you guys just give people champagne all the time. And so I'm like drinking champagne. And of course I get to drink Abby's champagne because she can't drink anymore. So then we do our couple's massage and they rub our bellies together and they just do this whole thing. And we get up and it was like halfway through, a little less than halfway through. And a couple walks in saying that they were there for the 2 o'clock appointment. And I was like, oh crap, we just took their reservation. I'm pretty sure. But we paid, everything was fine. It was so worth it. But we straight up took a couple's massage together.
No, it wasn't weird at all. But halfway through, I thought this was not $15. And it was not.
No. It was not $15, but it was only like $65 or something. Like it was insane.
Oh yeah, it was totally reasonable.
Yeah. So worth it.
Totally reasonable. Well, I have to mention one thing in case you missed it on a previous episode, but tell them what showed up in your Amazon cart the other day.
Oh my God. So we share an Amazon account and I get the emails and notifications that something's about to ship or whatever. So I get this notification that says, your massage table has shipped. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Who ordered a massage table? And I pull it up and it's shipping to Abby's house. So I text her and I was like, what are you doing? Are you going to be a masseuse now?
My husband like volunteered and I was like, sign me up. Yeah, he got a full-on massage table. It's collapsible. It can hold up to like 450 pounds, and not although I hope he never massages someone anyway. It is great. We've had two spa nights already, and it was very peaceful. You put on the diffuser and some music.
I don't want to talk about your spa nights.
Okay. I promise you, it was the... Never mind. I have a story later.
Yeah. Okay. The next thing on the list. This is one I've recently tried. I've always wanted to try, but I've been too nervous. Both of these next two. So I get tension headaches that lead to migraines, and the tension comes from the same spot in my shoulder neck area. And when I'm stressed out or overwhelmed, like, it always comes in that spot. And no matter... puppy. No matter what I do, it just won't go away. I'm currently battling with it right now. And so I wanted to try acupuncture to see if it would relieve it. And so I bought a Groupon. There's this Groupon of like three sessions and a consult or whatever. And so I went and did that. And she would,
for the record, Emily's crazy and will buy basically anything off Groupon.
1,000%. I buy Starbucks gift cards off Groupon, massages, acupuncture appointments, everything, excursions. Like, I love Groupon. So anyway, so I go, she's super sweet. We did our sessions, and our last session, my tension still wasn't releasing. And so she did acupuncture on the front, and then I rolled over on my stomach, and she did acupuncture on my back, and then she added cupping. And oh my Lanta, it changed my life. So much so that I now own my personal set of cups.
It looks like little jellyfish that like suck your blood, kind of, except no blood comes out.
So she uses glass ones at her practice because she's certified and knows what she's doing. But the ones that I bought are amazing. I can put the link in the show notes, but they're from Amazon, and they are really, really thick, like silicone, that are squeezable. And you just like put some lotion or oil on them so they're smooth, and squeeze them, and then let them go on the area that you want to like release. And it like sucks up some of your skin, and you leave them on for 30 minutes. And it says like 30 minutes of cupping is an hour of deep tissue or something like that.
I haven't tried that yet. I do want to try one on my shoulder. Jared's like, why haven't you put one on while you've been at Emily's house? I'm like, she's had it for like a week.
Yeah, you need to. Yeah, I haven't had it very long, but I've used them a lot. They're awesome. But
you briefly mentioned,
so I'm learning
acupuncture.
Yeah. So I did acupuncture. I liked it. I mean, I thought it was something you go more like the chiropractor, like once a week or a couple times a month. And she was like, no, you really only go when there's like a problem area. You don't really go for maintenance. But I feel like I have my problem areas like keep popping up. So I think my last acupuncture appointment was what? 3 months ago?
Maybe, yeah.
So I feel like maybe every 3 months I'm going to have to go because my tension is back.
Well, I've had three acupuncture appointments, and this is the only thing on the list that I can't stand. So,
well, yours is different because they're more like in your face.
Well, but those aren't the ones that hurt. So I've gotten it all over, and it's based on pressure points and all of the...
Which ones hurt?
The one in my hand and the one in my foot.
Oh, yeah. Those are definitely more tender for me as well. But
like, I straight up had them in my ear and my forehead and all over the place. And those didn't bother me. But my hand and my foot, I was going to like lose it.
Yeah. When she puts it like right here in like the fatty meat of your thumb. Yeah. It hurts me too.
I was going to lose my marbles. I started having some anxiety about not being able to move and the fact that there was like needles all over my body. It's definitely not for everyone. And the first time she left me alone in the room for 20 minutes, which was supposed to be like relaxing, the whole time I was like, when is she coming back to take these out of my...
Oh, see, yeah, she left me alone in there for 20 minutes and I was like, I'm going to take a nap. Bye.
Yeah. So...
Oh, I'm going to add something else to the list before I forget.
So the next thing is crystals. So my first expedition on this was that 2 years ago, a year ago? I don't know. We got them as a gift at the...
Oh, at Savvy?
The Savvy Business Owner Conference. And I really liked them. Mostly just aesthetically. Like, I thought they looked good on my desk, whatever. And then people kept mentioning them in relationship to using them with oils. And I was like, okay, like maybe I should look into this more. I recently went to a, I don't know what to call it other than a woo-woo shop. Like that's basically what it was. They sold a lot of different kinds of gemstones and crystals and rocks.
Oh, I need to go because I need to get certain crystal that my mom told me to get for my insomnia, which is also back.
There's a ton of different stuff, but the one that I went to, I really liked because I'm a noob and I picked out, I had brought a reference book that I had purchased with me that talked about these 12 that I should get. And then I brought all of the things I wanted up to the front desk and I was like, dude, I'm straight up going to forget which one is which one. Like, can you help me match them to these info cards that they gave away for free when you bought a certain crystal? And so like we mapped it all out and laid it all out. And then I was able to take pictures. So now that I'm, if I'm like, which one's solidite or citrine or whatever, like I can just look at my picture and know, but it does become more natural. I ended up joining a crystal like Facebook group, which sounds so nerdy, but I was mostly doing it because I wanted to meet other people that were just interested in it. And like people post the coolest looking rocks ever.
Yeah. I went to a crystal and gemstone show with my mom earlier this year. It was amazing. It was really, really cool. My mom is the one that's like super, super into crystals and she knows like their meanings and all this stuff. So she recommended, I think it's halidite or something like that. That's supposedly really good for insomnia, like having it in water next to your bed or something like that. I don't know. Shove your face in it. I'm not really sure. But she told me to get it. And so I need to go to the store and get one. So
do you believe in them?
You know, I'm more in the camp of they're beautiful and they can't hurt. And so if I'm not in the camp of like, I don't really like learning about them, like I like being told about them. And if someone wants to talk to me about them, I'm all here. But I don't really research a lot of them. My mom does a lot. And so she like will help me make blends. Like I have a couple oil blends that have crystals in the roller bottles. And so she helped me match up like, well, this is the kind of oil blend I want to use, which crystals would help benefit that purpose. But other than that, like, I think they're just pretty and I like having them.
I'm pretty much in the same camp. Like I do think on some level, I'm from the camp that I don't know if I'm 100% on board with it, but it seems reasonable to me that everything on earth that is like grown from the earth or organic in some way has a frequency. And so like, if that's the case, then everything has an energy to it. And if you're near something, you absorb that. So whether that like directly relates to your health or can like have powers over you, I don't know any other good way to say that. I don't know. But I do find it interesting and I'm not like offended by it or like against the idea. I'm just like, can I make, just like I was talking about the sports car in the meditation room on a different episode, like, I'm just like, let me just mix it all up. Like, it can't hurt. So.
Want to learn exactly step by step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
So the next one on our list is oils, which I don't want to go too far into because we've talked about a lot and there's some other stuff on here that I want to mention. But oils is the thing where like my mom is with crystals. I'm into learning like these oils would be good for this. And I have my reference guide and my pocket reference guide and the app on my phone. And I reach for them before I reach for anything else to try and fix thing or help the thing before I do some other remedy. I use them 85 times a day.
I won't go too much into it, but A, I love it. B, like come hang out with us. So if that's something you're wanting to explore, well, any of this really, like all of this fit in that group, I think. Head over to simplyhomekc.com/community. And that's like the woo side of our life for sure. Next up is something I think I've talked about previously, but I recently purchased the like year-long membership to. So if you guys don't have the Calm app, regardless of how woo you are, you just need this to be chill. Like this will help with stress. This will help with sleep. This will help just relax, whatever. I'm a big believer in it. I've been on board with them since before they monetized, back in my corporate days when it was literally just a website you could go to that would give you a 5-minute break from your day.
Are you like the Calm app hipster? You're like, I knew them before they had their app.
Yeah, basically. But it's really cool. Now they have like master classes about certain meditation styles and yoga and all this stuff. I'm a big fan of their sleep stories. So I'm a child that likes to be read to before I go to bed. No, I do like noise when I go to sleep. And I find people's voices talking is really soothing. But, you know, I used to like straight up fall asleep to CSI. And Lord knows that did not go well.
No, I cannot fall asleep to the TV at all. We don't have a TV in our bedroom and we never will. That was like my one condition of marriage because falling asleep to the TV gives me nightmares.
Yeah. So this is like, they'll talk about the lavender fields in France and like some of them are super educational, but you're out.
Do they talk to you in their microphone voice?
Oh yeah, it's all like this the whole time. Like you will want, there's this grizzly like mountain man that I really like.
He's like...
Like you can like feel his beer through the microphone.
Oh, 100%.
You smell the flannel.
So the next one I didn't have until you told me about it.
Yeah, I have like 7 of these throughout my house. A couple of them actually need new bulbs because I've had them so long. Salt lamps. So this is kind of in the realm of crystals, but in the sense of like, I can literally see the proof that they're working. And so I'm sold enough on only one of their side effects. So these particular Himalayan salt lamps have like certain negative ions or certain ions that take out negative ions or something like that. They help balance the air.
This is not a scientific episode.
This is not Bill Nye, guys. Give me a break. So they help the air in some way. But one of the side effects of them, other than being a beautiful hue that is calming and a great light, like a great night light or room light, is that they help the room have less dust.
I 100% see less dust for sure.
100%. Like I like have not dusted a certain cabinet in my house except for once ever since I bought it. And the only reason why I had to dust it is because the salt lamp had been out for like 2 months. So if for that alone, put them on every surface you own.
Like 4 on your dresser. Now, the next one, I'm like, it's more in the crystals camp of, I can get behind this as maybe a thing.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
But it's like, I find it fascinating to learn about. I don't know how much I'm a practicer of it. But anyway, I'm not surprised, which is fine. But chakras, people. So I don't even know how many you have. Do you have 5 or 7?
7.
7. That's what I thought. And they're like different parts of your body and they control different habits and all this bullshit.
All this bullshit that I'm into.
But the reason I kind of like got back into looking into it a little bit was when I watched this certain video of like things I have to get over. And it talked about things I have to get over to move on in my leadership and my business. And he mentioned that this step is related to a certain chakra. And I was like, okay, sir, let me look this
up. Right. Whatever. What are you, a wizard?
So it's my heart chakra that I have to work on. So he said to go get rose quartz. Well, I looked up about the chakra and then there's like certain oils and certain crystals that help with certain chakras. So as much as I don't look into the chakras thing, I was like, if I have to work on this thing anyway, I might as well surround myself with things I already have or could get that don't really hurt or whatever. So I picked up some rose quartz. I have the oils and try to apply them on my heart specifically. I even wore a crystal in my bra one day and I was like, wow, I've gone there. So,
wow, this is next level. No, so my only experience with chakras is my mom's certified in Reiki. And so she's done a couple of Reiki techniques, treatment sessions on me. It's been like last year, a year and a half ago. And so she was like really diving into it then, but I haven't really explored it since then. So, okay. So there's 2 more things on the list before we go. One is really quick. And then the other one is a funny story. So a TENS unit is the other thing that I use almost every single day. It is electrical stimulation device. It has like sticky pads and it syncs to a device that produces electrical current to help release your muscles. So when muscles are super tight, they tense up and they cluster, and certain nerve endings need stimulation to help release that muscle. And so you can use these at home. You can buy them from Amazon. I've owned a couple different variations. They are amazing. Helps with tension, headaches, stress, cramps, like all the things. There are so many different uses for it. So look that up. It's a TENS, like TENS. Unit. You can get them on Amazon. They're awesome.
Yeah. I think it definitely, for whatever reason, falls into like the alternative medicine category, but it 100% works. It's like in the same way a heating pad works. Like it just works.
Right. Right. It just works. Quit questioning us. Okay.
Like that's probably the least crazy thing. Well, maybe chiropractic. I don't know. Those 3.
Oh, it depends on who you are as a person.
I guess that's true. So I have no idea where you're going with this next one. And I can't wait.
Okay, so our next thing on the list is called Stinky Store. And the reason why it's funny is the story is because, so as you could probably tell, my mom is a super hippie, right? And ever since I was a young wee child, she has taken like supplements and vitamins and whatever. And we go to what I call the Stinky Store to go get her vitamins or supplements. And you know the smell I'm talking about. Like when you walk into like a vitamin store, like a truly, not like juice vitamin, not like that, not like GNC, but like the Whole Foods version of just vitamins. And it smells like fucking makeup powder and like greens and alpha, like it just stinks. So I would throw the biggest fits as a child about going into that store because it smelled so bad. And my mom would spend hours, not hours, probably just a couple of minutes, browsing the aisles to pick out her supplements and her powders and all that bullshit, right? And I remember as a child being like, this is the, I'm never going to make my kid do this. And I'm never taking vitamins and vitamins are stupid. And she's spending so much money on this dumb shit. And here I am as an adult. And my daughter, literally, she has her own supplement powder in our cabinet. It's a kid's version that I put in her smoothies, and she takes kale and berry smoothies and she drinks it because she loves it because it's all she knows. And we do family smoothie days, and I take her to the Stinky Store now. And I was with, it was me and her and my mom the other day, and we went to the Stinky Store, and she, my mom was like almost crying because she was like, and then when you were little and you used to do this and now you're taking your daughter to the Stinky Store. And it's just so funny.
Oh my gosh. I don't go to any stinky stores other than I do go to a couple like pretty hippie grocery stores and buy some interesting stuff. I think it's a fun place to try new produce. So if you haven't, weird fruit, weird vegetables, stuff from like unique places, I definitely like that. And then as far as supplements go, I get all of mine from Young Living, mostly because I'm lazy, but
yeah, I get all of mine from Young Living, but their only kids versions are chewables, and she's still not old enough to take chewables. And so since I've got her on smoothies now, I was looking at powdered versions of like probiotics or zinc or, you know.
I think you can open a Life 9 and put it in a smoothie.
That seems like too much work. I'll just scoop the powder.
You're funny. Well, yeah, there's no real point to this other than we thought we'd talk about So cool.
We only wanted to be able to talk to you like this for as long as we could. And turns out it's not that long.
Because I love you.
We care about your health and your well-being and your brain.
Actually, that is true. Like, and truly, come hang out with us in our Facebook group, simplyhomekc.com/community. This is not the TCC Facebook group. It's totally different. So,
yeah, we don't chat business. We chat health.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.